President Obama swore in for his second term today. He spoke to a crowd on the National Mall of about 1 million people, with millions more tuned in at home. And while most people watched from afar, some lucky Alaskans were there to witness it firsthand. APRN's Peter Granitz caught up with students from South Anchorage High School in Washington, D.C.
Today was decidedly more tuned down than the president's first inauguration 4 years ago. The White House estimates there were 1 million people on the National Mall. That's about 800,000 fewer than in 2009, but it does not mean things went swimmingly.
D.C. gave me its best shot, and we overcame it, you know? So now that we're here, we're like, ah, whoo!
That's South Anchorage High School history teacher Todd Houston. He's in charge of a group of students who are in town to take in the inauguration in person. In his words, there was a miscommunication with security that dictated their spot on the 2-mile-long stretch of monuments and museums. And that spot, far closer to the Washington Monument soaring into the sky than the bunting-draped Capitol, was a bit further than senior Dylan Lance anticipated.
It was really different than I was expecting, actually. I don't know, just because, you know, when I always imagined going to the inauguration, I thought, you know, I'd get to shake hands with Obama, and then I realized I'm going to be like 2-3 miles away. I thought I saw a dot that could have been him, but I'm not sure.
Lance plans on studying nursing next year at the University of Alaska, Anchorage, but you could mistake him for a seasoned political analyst. He says he was happy to hear the president talk about climate change.
I said something that he really didn't do too much of last time, and I said now that it's his, you know, he's in his second term, he's got a chance to really work on that, because first of all, he doesn't have to worry about re-election, but it would be, I think, yeah, it's cool that he's visiting that.
Today's speech showed a more forceful tone than the president has illustrated in the past, perhaps showing that he intends to govern independent of a Congress that is not always willing to cooperate. And one issue Mr. Obama did not mince words on was equal rights for gays and lesbians, something that South High freshman Nick Field says is entirely appropriate.
That's important. A few members of my family are gay, and it's, you know, it needs to change.
Teacher Todd Houston says today's firsthand civics lesson is worth countless hours in a classroom. He says it's important for students to hear the president offer an outline for governing for the next 4 years. And he thinks the president's plans were broad enough that they won't offend too many political opponents.
You know, it's good for him to say these things. They're broad strokes. Now, of course, I'm a skeptic because I teach history. I'd like to see what actually legislation is going to come across and happen. So, but you know what? Hey, it's an inaugural address. I mean, you know, at least on one day, bring everyone together.
And as many members of Congress mentioned today, tomorrow is a new day. That's when the real work begins. And that one happy bipartisan day full of pomp and circumstance is already history. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.